house in Preston. And they've been camping up at Newtown, and then it was the Newtown. And this, they haven't used any water, they haven't used any electricity. He didn't even let me take his garbage to put in the garbage can on Monday morning. So he took that again to dispose of. And he's been, I know at least once, he's taken his camper into LW's to have it filmed.
Is this the original here?
Yeah.
Would you mind just circling the temporary?
Yeah, I'll just, we'll just circle it here.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, okay, temporary, okay.
Yeah, I'll move my.
I got it.
It's one of those remote signs.
Yeah.
Auto pen.
Yeah, you can see I circled temporary.
And then just, and I'm sure you read the back and everything, but it is for that 6 month period. And there's no guarantee we would renew it going forward.
Well, hopefully it doesn't need to.
Hopefully it's gone.
No, because I want to get.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay,
so.
Okay, that's what we needed to know.
All in favor of approving it? Approving the temporary dwelling permit for.
Motion. Okay.
Do we have a motion for approving,
All motion to approve it.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye. Okay.
Easy enough.
Thank you for.
We just didn't have that information.
Yeah. Thank you for taking the time to fill this out too.
Yes.
And doing the right thing.
Talking about something more awesome going on.
That was it.
I'll have Darren sign it and I'll make a copy of it and I can put it in the mail to you so you have your own copy if you want.
Or pick it up on.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, either way, either way. Okay. If I don't see you tomorrow, I'll put it in the mail.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Kyle, you had town council, was it just the survey?
That was the only thing that was brought up.
Okay, do we need to do anything about it or is it?
No, it was just part of, kind of think about it and see if we want to add it to our building.
Why we're doing.
While we're doing other stuff, add it to the building.
Process.
So is it, can we set like a, if this is going to be living space, you should have a.
However you guys want to do it, that's the.
Building bigger than. Something like that.
Probably the problems aren't the houses, it's probably a shed or a something else.
Or so then it would make sense.
I was wondering, even if you're going to be within 50 feet of a property line, maybe have to have a survey done or something. If you think you're going to be that close. Because it does add cost to the building process.
And that's what I.
Yeah.
$1,000 for a 500 shed.
Yeah, that's kind of, but.
Yeah.
But I understand if you're going to be that close to property line, you probably should know where it is.
Yeah.
Or I wonder if there's a way you could somehow go to the neighbor and say, I'm putting the shed here. If you're good with that, sign it with the neighbor. So the property next to you, were they in agreeance?
Well, I think the problem has been is that the property line is different in people's.
Survey.
Yeah, in what some survey, some town surveys are, they're different. So.
It would be interesting to see what other communities, like if they do that or if they.
Yeah.
Just go.
Because it is, or at least when I built my sheds, they said you can build right on your line.
Right.
And your roof could even hang over the fence. I moved mine forward.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I can see how that could.
Yeah.
Cause a problem, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just think that there's something off, isn't there something off with some of the old town survey things?
Yeah, there was some survey stakes were in the wrong spots.
Yeah, yeah, so people are in a.
I know when they surveyed our property, it got all weird.
Yeah.
For the rain.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the church now owns like half an acre in the field.
Yeah, so anyway.
Well, yeah, just the corner post down here was off 86 feet.
Wow.
Well, we found out, so it was off a bit. So we're slowly moving fence lines to fit it and just eventually move it to the new spot. But.
So, okay, what do you think about it? The size, the cost, the whether or not it's, you know, below a certain cost, maybe it's just an agreement between neighbors.
Yeah, I don't know if that's possible or doable yet.
I'd shy away from it.
Yeah,
because what if your neighbor changes?
The next in the person might not say where it was,
Yeah, if you're a foot over, the next neighbor might say move it back.
Yeah.
And then just if when you get time, look up other communities and see.
Okay. Sounds
good. Put that on the agenda, I guess, for next month, three touch.
Thank you.
That should work.
Okay, if there's nothing else.
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting at 7:17.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I know that's not going to be easy.
I had to find my boots and all my feet. Got in the house and winding down.
When does all the stuff go through that we're going to be eating on?
That's a good question.
No, I think the legislature ends on, doesn't it end on, this, let's see, March 4th or something? Let's see, let me look and see.
Probably dyslexical, so.
March. Right now, the day. 6th.
Okay. Is it when it ends?
So when it ends, yeah. So.
I was going to say, and then it's longer, a little bit in a...
That's fun place for it.
Yeah.
To be understand what's going on.
It'll be a change.
Yeah, I was going to say, it'd be hard.
It was really strange that they did it that way.